Then the final act, the good one, let it happen.
How the vizier killed himself in seclusion.
Let the vizier kill himself. Let the vizier be killed. Remember, you are the one who is supposed to kill, and you are the one who is not supposed to be the killer. Okay? Yeah, you look like just like that. What was I saying? Somehow your logic said this is impossible? Oh my God. Who could tell this beautiful lady the story of our grand-grandfather, the first prophet Abraham, and his son Ishmael, or Ismail, that a special day of sacrifice. The prophet who will kill his son because God told him to. Remember? Is he a killer? That's a trick. Yes, it's difficult. We know. We told you that. You forgot. Anybody remembers? There's a story. Do you remember the first story? Who kills the goldsmith? The king?
Hakim.
It's not. Hakim will do. How?
Poison.
Magical potion. Why poison? To us, it's magical potion. Poison to that guy. You know what that is? Have I told you that magical potion? Anybody's interested to know what's the magical potion? This is what Hakim wrote. This is the prescription. But you have to go through the hardship of going to the drugstore and getting the potion and drink it. But the potion is made. The potion will do the job, not you. You just drink the potion. This is what it is. The essence of a book to us is knowledge. We call it water. And we know water is coming. Where was it coming from? From above. It's raining to us. We like to imagine a sky is his ground and earth is ours, and the water is coming down to us. Because knowledge is pouring on us. Even by some freak accidents, we discover something. Everything is hidden for us to discover. In a way, there is a hidden treasure, and we are the diggers. So, the essence of this book is water, a very special water. The magical potion is this water. If you drink it consciously and surrender to it, it will do the magic, and the vizier will be dead. Very, very simple. You know, the medicine you believe in and you're thinking of, they work with a lot of hardship and nonsense. And sometimes they take a long, long, long time. The magical potion could work instantly. It's magical. Let's see the vizier being killed.
After that, he shut the door for, is it another or another, 40 days, killed himself, and escaped from his existence. When the people learned of his death, there came to pass at his grave a scene of the resurrection. So great a multitude gathered at his grave, tearing their hair, rending their garments in wild grief for him. that only God can reckon the number of them, Arabs and Turks and Greeks and Kurds. They put his earth on their heads. They deemed anguish for him to be the remedy for themselves. During a month, those multitudes over his grave made a way for blood from their eyes.
You see, nothing that happened. He just died. He killed himself after 40 days. Then what? Suddenly, Rumi put together a lot of people. He named the Arabs, Turks, even the Greeks over there. What for? To make sure that this happens to everyone. When I say this kind of wazir, don't take it as a politics argument and think that it doesn't happen to you. Everybody will be worried when this wazir is not around there. Because when wazir kills himself, means what? Means you lose your genius cleverness. Because this was the wazir, remember? The one who could play the trick. The one who said, oh my king, you're killing the visible ones. There are invisible Christians here. Let's find that and kill them as well. This is his plan. So he killed himself. Good for us. After a month?
After a month, the people said, oh chiefs, which of emirs is designated in his place, that we may acknowledge him as our religious leader instead of him, the vizier, and give our hands and skirts into his hand. Since the sun is gone and has branded us, is not a lamp the resource in his stead? Since union with the beloved has vanished from before our eyes, we must needs have a vicar as a memorial of him. Since the rose is past and the garden ravaged, from whom shall we get the perfume of the rose? From rose water. Inasmuch as God comes not into sight, these prophets are the vicars of God. Nay, I have said wrongly, but if you suppose that the vicar and he who is represented by the vicar are two, it is bad, not good.
And what kind of talking is this? Imagine that Rumi will say something, right? This is how we know this book is, in reality, right? Rumi will say something, then what? Then Hisham al-Din is sitting down and writing down the poems, right? Is this how it happened? That we know for a fact, right? Okay. I believe that Rumi didn't come and stand up and like a showman, memorize these poems and recited them for them. We know that he was talking, he was teaching, so there was a lot of talking. Yeah? And once in a while, one verse. And the verses are written down here, right? Okay, Rumi said something wrong. What should he do? Isn't it easier to say, the son of him is crapping at all? Okay, let's say it this way. Why he says something, then he confesses that, no, I said something wrong. Why do so? First of all, to grab your attention, to think. When the master will say, no, I said it wrong, means form of talking led to somewhere that you could have a wrong imagination and understanding of this. What was he talking about? Let's see what he was talking about. The people, they came around and they said, okay, now we had the luxury of attending the teaching of this vizier, lovely one. Now the vizier is not here. We need another one replacement. And they added to that, okay, when the rose is not there yet, or it's long gone in winter time, we smell the rose water, at least it will comfort us, right?